This is JIS News. Coming up, government expresses disappointment with U.S. State Department's report on human trafficking. Customs Department seizes over $250 million in counterfeit goods and Woodhull to get box culvert bridge. The details after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The government has expressed disappointment with the U.S. State Department's 2015 Trafficking in Persons report, which has kept the country on a Tier 2 watch list. The report, released on Monday, stated that while Jamaica is making significant strides to eliminate trafficking, the country does not fully comply with the minimum standards. It further states that Jamaica's ranking remained unchanged because the government did not demonstrate evidence of overall increase in anti-trafficking efforts compared to the previous reporting period. However, Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says significant work was done over the last year, which the U.S. report does not fairly acknowledge.
We're not going to be held back or deflated by this report. We're going to continue our work and try and get human trafficking suppressed as much as we can in Jamaica.
Mr. Golding was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. Among the positive steps taken by the government in the past year, Mr. Golding adds, is the naming of a National Trafficking in Persons Rapporteur, a public education campaign to increase awareness among the general population, and the successful conclusion of a trafficking case at the Supreme Court. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, has confiscated over $250 million worth of counterfeit goods at the island's port of entry between January 2014 and April 2015. The items include over 20,000 pairs of footwear valued at approximately $80 million, 1,920 bottles of perfume and fragrances valued at $3.84 million, 200 handbags valued at $2.1 million, 80 pieces of clothing costing $49 million, and approximately 4 million sticks of cigarette valued at $120 million. Inhaling the success of the operations, Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese underscored that counterfeiting and piracy of authentic products are illegal businesses that fund criminal networks.
It is not a soft crime. The JCA will continue to collaborate with our partners, local and international, as we make every effort to remove the profit from organized crime and facilitate legitimate trade.
Major Reese was speaking at the opening ceremony of the JCA's five-day intellectual property rights training seminar on Monday. A $15.2 million box culvert bridge will be constructed in the West Central St. Catherine community of Woodhull. A contract has been awarded to Alcar Construction and Haulage Company for construction of the bridge. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says construction of the bridge will contribute to the economic development of communities in and around the area.
There's no doubt that having no access to quality roads and bridges negatively affect people's welfare and daily life. It is therefore of critical importance that we pay special attention to roadways and bridges in these communities to encourage their economic development.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at a contract signing ceremony at Jamaica House on Monday. Work is expected to begin on August 3 and should be completed within 4 months. And companies and businesses are being encouraged to take advantage of the final opportunity to regularize their operations under the Companies Office of Jamaica COJ amnesty. The amnesty ends July 31 and provides an opportunity for the filing of outstanding annual returns, removal of companies and closure of business names from the register at significantly reduced rates. It has been in effect since May 4 and was originally scheduled to end June 30. However, it was subsequently extended for another month. The COJ is advising that there will be no further extension following the July 31 deadline. Meanwhile, an air-conditioned tent has been set up in the COJ parking lot to house the customers as part of efforts to deal with the anticipated increased demand for services. As a result, paid parking is available at the UDC parking lots in New Kingston. Additionally, persons who have documents due for collection on July 30 and 31 must collect these on August 3. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.